Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
And I said a new wiper blades in one hand, and well, I've got to have the wiping cloth on the other hand. Whew, 'tis the season, isn't it? The rain's coming down, getting your windshield, your windscreen all wet. Your back window defroster, the wires in your glasses, they're not working. The only two wires that are working to defrost the fog and the frost is coming your way is the only two wires that are working on the very bottom, and you can't see out. Yeah, don't you just love that? No. Hey, welcome everybody to Auto World. I'm going to make sure that I have the windscreen all defogged here for us. Thanks for sitting in shotgun with me here today on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. It's great to be here, sitting behind the all-famous silver microphone, as always, since 1992. It's good to have you along. Today on Auto World, you're the star, as always, but I want to always remind you of that I always love to hear your stories about your Auto World that you live, the car, the truck, we're going out of the lawn mowing season. You can definitely share your lawn mowing experiences that you've had this last summer and spring. Maybe you're using your lawnmower to annihilate those leaves. What is a good way of doing the leaf chop up and getting rid of those leaves? Well, I think the best way is to make sure, Auto World tip right off the bat, get yourself some high flow blades. No joke, high flow blades. I don't care if you have a riding lawnmower, or a push, or a self-propelled push, or one that just flat cuts grass. Get high-flow blades on it. What that means is that the blade that's underneath that deck is the cutting edge is very sharp, I hope it is. If it's not, you can get that, ground down and get that sharp. But the back of that blade has got a taller wall on it, causing more wind flow. Oh yeah, I love the sound of wind flow like a turbo. Which then sucks up the leaves and the grass and everything in its path and throws it out the chute. High flow. They're worth the money. Now, this is not only a lawnmower show, but this is anything automotive related. Anything that we smell gas, we smell electrical burning, anything like that, it's right here on Auto World. So please do share your stories at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'm going to actually share a couple emails with you. I've got one I did not get to. Let's see, Tim. So we're going to answer Tim's email here. Sorry about that, Tim. If you're tuned in, I'll still answer you live, too, on the email computer, typing the keys. But I'm going to talk about your email live also. Going to go into the email bag. We always make time for that at least once an hour. And, again, you are the star. I'd like to hear from you through the phone number, 855-660-4261. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Instagram, Auto World Media. How about Facebook? Thank you, folks. In fact, some of you have answered. You've answered the... It's back. Tail Light Trivia. Oh, yeah. Tail Light Trivia is back on Facebook. Our Auto World show does that every so often. So that's back. A few of you have answered what is that car? Name that car, we call it. We only show you a picture of the tail light, and then you have to name that car. And a few of you have done that. So I'm going to highlight your names here on get me on Facebook, and we're going to make sure that all of you do we have a winner? We do? Woo! Yeah, we got a winner of the Tail Light Trivia. Awesome. Facebook, the address is my name, Mark Evans. Also, what you're listening to, Auto World Radio Facebook. So, today, let's do it. We've got in the house. He's in the house. He's back. Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of your emails. He has the big Santa Claus email bag on his lap. And, boy, it is big and large. I've got a lot of emails to get to this week. So, you folks that have emailed, we're going to, for sure, I'll get to you. And we'll help you out and get you fixed. this week for sure, and I always like to promise you a day that I will get to you and finalize everybody, and that will be Wednesday this week. So that's how many we have. So thanks for being patient, for sure. Questions about, we're going to share a few of those questions with you live there on the computer screen in front of me, and that is, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I ask you folks to deliver. That's what it's about. So with that, Eddie, would you please hand me the hubcap? Woo! Thank you. Thank you. He's sitting to the left of me. Oh, I'm going to reach over there to him. Okay, now, the hubcap, folks, it's a 15-inch, Eddie? He doesn't know. But do you know how to read a tape measure, Eddie? No, he doesn't even know how to read tape measure, yeah. Isn't that funny? We're not in the construction business here. We're in the auto world business. And it's amazing how many times we had to pull the tape measure out in order to work on your car. Many, many, many times. Yes. Oh, yes. Is it an 11-inch rotor, Mark, or is it a 12-inch rotor, Mark? See, we've got to have a tape measure around. So with that, it's a 15-inch, Eddie, today, that hubcap, rusty old hubcap. That, what that hubcap means, folks, it's got the menu today, just like a restaurant, what we're going to be talking about and helping you with your car, have some fun, and, of course, some news, and et cetera, and all that. So, and we're going to get to, we have a lot of segments for you first-time listeners. We have a segment I haven't done for a long, long time. And the crew here says you better get to it and get doing that. And that's coming on the first hour. That's called the Auto World's Tech Talk with Mark. That's right, Auto World's Tech Talk. And it you're going to learn a little bit about those three letters, folks. VVT. VVT. So stay tuned. That's on the first hour. But let's go on the third hour real quick. Let's start backwards and tell you what we're going to do on the third hour. We're going to also, every hour I have Auto World trivia for you, so today is going to be a little different there also. I thought that it would be fun to give you a little bit of history behind the wiper blades, because I have a pair of those wiper blades right here in my right hand. See them? Oh, this is radio. You can't see them. But they're, well, there we go again. I have to have my tape measure. See? You go to order wiper blades, and how many of you have done that? Raise your arm, hand, wave to me. Hi, thank you. You and the guy in the back row, she's not, giving him the elbow and telling him to get his arm up. There you go. Wiper blades. Isn't that the funniest thing? You have a 15-inch on the driver's side and a 17 or a 20-inch on the passenger side. What's up with that? Is there any engineers out there doing windshields correctly, windscreens? Isn't that odd? Didn't you think that was odd, too, when you went and ordered them, right? So I'm going to have a little bit of history about for trivia. Every hour, a little different history of wiper blades, where they came from, who invented them, why, how comes, and all that. So, okay. Third hour, though. Let's start backwards here. Third hour, we've got the development. And we have a development for this one started back in 1984, folks. And today, it now could turn all electric. So stay tuned for that on the third hour. Also, too, Toyota currently offers more low and zero emissions vehicles, folks, than any other automaker today, including one word. I'm going to add this to it, including hydrogen. That's right. So we're going to be talking about another brand new for Toyota, brand new model they've got out. And hydrogen is not that, but hydrogen is one of them. We'll talk a little bit about that on the third hour. And also, too, on the third hour, the very top of that third hour, I've got for you, this one is a true self-driver now. It's been approved for a self-driver. This brand and this model. That's all right there on the third hour. If you don't get the third hour, you can go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, autoworldmedia.com. And the second hour, real quick, recall. We've got a recall for you, which you might have had a chance to hear about that, or if not, that's good. You've got it right here from the horse's mouth, the car's mouth, Mark's mouth. 3.4 million of fires, folks, 3.4 million fires. It's a recall, so stay tuned for that. I've got a picture up there on the Facebook side. You'll enjoy it. Probably not. A Dodge Charger explodes from the inside. It exploded the inside. You probably are trying to... oh, yeah, you know what it is, right? You know what caused that explosion of that Dodge Charger. Well, this one's a completely new one on all of us here, so stay tuned for that. Good news for you Honda and Acura owners, too, by the way, coming up the second hour. But this, we're on the first hour right now. See, when you come back, you're going to find out we're going to get right into the first hour. And that is with that briefcase that goes 15 miles per hour. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back. Who's gonna tell you when?
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Well, it seems like my wiper blades are working. I can see better now out the windscreen here at the Auto World, in the Auto World Plaza. The windscreen, the windshield, that is. You folks, tis the season, you know, with wiper blades and all. So, and the noise. Oh, the noise of a wiper blade and how they make that noise. Isn't that a special noise? No, it's not. Not at all. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Now, remember, coming up here on this hour, I've got Auto World's Tech Talk with yours truly. We're going to talk about those three letters, VVT. So be ready for that. VVT. I kind of decided that a lot of you are charter members. That means you've been with us since 1992, since 2000, etc., and for many years. And now you're quite educated. Absolutely. You actually, a lot of you, I think I could probably go ahead and certify you, get you the certificate, frame it, hand it to you, and say, congratulations, you now are an ASE certified technician. Because you've been with me for many years, and thank you. You've learned a lot. I appreciate that. I keep getting compliments on that through emails and personal phone calls. I do appreciate that. That's what it's all about, meaning that once you learn something, we for some reason our brain, we just really do not, we don't ever forget it. And we move on, and I'm trying to get it where, you know, you can keep fixing your own car. And, well, kind of maybe stay away from YouTube sometimes. Yeah, okay. But, oh, what's that? Is that a hiss? A snake? Oh, talking about noise, we got us a hiss under the bonnet here at Auto World. Yes, us, you know, all technicians and mechanics, we do have. You come in, you call us, you tell us, we've got a hiss. Well, guess what? A mechanic, oh yeah, a mechanic on a 2015 Ford Focus. Had a little, this little 2015 Ford Focus, folks, arrived at a Beach Automotive in Myrtle Beach for a standard maintenance check. Everyone in the shop thought it was just another routine day. But as soon as a service tech, he was told that there's a hiss under the hood. That service tech, Tony, well, he propped up the vehicle's hood, and he was greeted by an unexpected guest. Yes, he, Tony... Well, Tony, he said he thought it was an old sock to absorb oil that the customer of this 2015 Ford Focus might have put in this Ford Focus to absorb the oil. Then it was like, no, he thought it, he said, it's a snake. Then he poked at it, and it moved, and it was like, that thing is alive, Tony said, the mechanic there at the Myrtle Beach garage. Yes. Of course, naturally, you know, folks out over there in South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, you know that you're home to a lot of sorts of wildlife, and you know, bears and coyotes, deers, beavers, squirrels, alligators too. Of course, we don't have alligators out here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting, but still, we have about those same things. But however, a boa constrictor is not native to this part of the world. It was a boa constrictor that was under the hood, hissing at them. Well, the car's engine bay was completely full of boa constrictor. The mechanic said, I'm not working on that. Get that thing out of there. So what did the shop service manager do? He says, well, let's call the snake chaser, Russell. So they called, this is a true story, folks, a.k.a. Russell's, a.k.a. the snake chaser, to assist them. Well, he got it out of there after the technicians were able to remove some of the parts from the engine bay. See, that boa constrictor actually wrapped itself around everything and anything underneath that hood. They removed some of the parts and pieces, and the snake chaser got that snake out of there, cleared it all up. And, of course, they ask, well, what? Why would that snake be under the hood wrapped around everything? Yeah. I mean, is it loving Ford that much, that Ford Focus? That might be a little tip that Ford Focus might be a very good car. Anyway, no, the snake chaser said that, in fact, you have to know that car engines do get warm. And this time of the season, where it's getting a little chilly out there, those varmints, boa constrictors, that's one a big one, they like to go underneath the hood, folks, and wrap themselves around your warm engine, hissing all the way down the road. So, I want to kind of do this as an Auto World tip with using that true story there in South Carolina that, folks, you got to be kind of keep your ears. Turn the radio down sometimes when you're driving, and before you probably start that hot rod you own to go to and from wherever you're going to, you might want to keep your ears open for a a hiss, a squirrel, snake, cat. Just what I'm saying is it's warm under that hood, and it's kind of cold out there, so they kind of do climb up underneath there. They can get from your car up underneath a lot of the new cars. So just be keep your ears open. Just a little warning there of we don't want to hurt any varmints. Let them open. Open the hood and let them out. Now, with that story, I have no clue. First thing that came to my mind is now, hey, I don't think that kind of repair is in the flat rate manual. Wonder what the shop charged that 2015 Ford Focus customer to get that snake out of there. That's not in the flat rate manual. Anyway, we like to have fun here at Auto World. That's what it's all about. And with that, I enjoy your emails. Let's make sure that you understand that you're welcome at any time to email me. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, let's talk about South Carolina. I've got an email here that came in. And Tim, appreciate it. I just always share first names is all. But Tim is from South Carolina. He says here in his email, he says, Mark, do you recommend a certain radiator? He says he was at a Nampa parts store. And the saleswoman said that almost every radiator has plastic. And do I recommend a certain radiator? Thanks for your help, Tim from South Carolina. Tim, thank you. Appreciate it. Shout out to our radio station there. And Tim, thank you. Appreciate you tuning in to Auto World here and listening every week. Absolutely. Now, with that, radiators. Yeah, it depends, Tim, what year, make, and model your car is. Now, what I'm saying there is you get into an older type of car, you can actually get a Harrison brand radiator, which zero plastic in it and no aluminum. Now, the years in my head here, I get check, open my file bank up, my file cabinet up my head here, because the years of the cars, I do remember back, all the way back into like 84. 1984, 83 actually. That's when aluminum radiators, their aluminum cores were there with plastic tanks. So you cannot get a solid copper brass type of radiator anymore for a car, Tim. Newer cars are all, we all have plastic tanks right and left. Is how they're mounted, and the core is aluminum core. And that's why that lady there at Nampa stated to you that they're mostly all plastic. So send me your make and model, and we'll see if we can dial you into maybe a Harrison. That's how to do it. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the email. Right here at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. The Senate cleared a stopgap funding bill Saturday night, sending it to President Joe Biden's desk just hours before a government shutdown. The legislation effectively extends the deadline for Congress to work out various differences until November 17th. It passed the upper chamber by a wide margin, 88-9. Surprisingly, the 9 no votes all came from Republican senators. James Earl Carter, Jr., lovingly known as Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States, turns 99 years old today. He was celebrated Saturday at his presidential library and museum among family and close friends. The party was moved up a day to ensure that it would not be canceled by a potential federal government shutdown that Congress was able to avoid after the Senate passed a stopgap bill late Saturday night. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To have you in my car with me today, riding shotgun. This is Auto World. 3 hours for the next 3 hours of your life. Thank you, folks, for being here for the next 3 hours. Every hour is different here at Auto World. That means that the news. I have a recall coming up. By the way, 3.4 million of you that own the Hyundai or the Kia, get ready for that recall. We have that for you. We have who let the dogs out? Now, a little who did? Well, Subaru did. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. Tail light trivia. We're going to get to that. We have a winner on that. There's a lot of things going on at every hour. If you do not get your favorite radio station that you're listening to me on right now does not take another hour of Auto World, and you can't find the second or third hour, you can now. Just go to autoworldmedia.com. But please do holler at your radio station and email and call them, talk to them, and tell them you'd like to have me there for another hour. Thank you for doing that. Wiper blade history. It's getting that time, isn't it? Yeah, that you're really living with your wiper blades across that windshield. Do they work? Do you like them? Lots of questions. Well, first and foremost, the history behind the windshield wiper itself. An American inventor, Mary Anderson, is the popular because very popular because she created the device, devising the first operational windscreen wiper. Yeah, it was called the windscreen wiper in 1903. It was Anderson's patent, folks. She called her invention a window cleaning device for electric cars and other vehicles back in 1903. Also, again, we're going to have more little trivia for you every hour. Different, of course. You know, I mean, wait a minute here. What did they use before the Mary, before she invented the wiper blade? You're going to find out on the second hour. And then in the third hour, I've got even more trivia and history behind the wiper blades. In fact, I've got a couple scheduled jobs this next week concerning wiper motor problems with customers and clients' cars. You got the intermittent wipers. It goes on, you know, it's absolutely. But before we, this is one thing here that we're talk about is that this, I'm going to call it the magical suitcase. It has no wipers on it, no wiper blades, no wiper motor. That's right. Go over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio. You will see this little white briefcase. This little white briefcase. What is it? Well, for a lot of you that zip around the city centers, the college campuses, of course, your sleepy little neighborhood streets just having fun, Honda has unveiled the Moto Compacto. The Moto Compacto. Yeah, it's a modern all-electric take on early 80s Honda Moto Compa. And it's priced correctly. I'll tell you the price at the end here. But I just want to warm you up to what it really is. It looks like a briefcase, folks. It folds up. It has a, it's basically a little square briefcase with the front wheel on it, back wheel on it. You push a few buttons, and what pops up is a seat. Yes, you can sit on this briefcase. It's got a handle. You can carry it. Handlebars flip up. Got the throttle on it. The back wheel kind of comes out a little bit to make it a little bit more stable to drive. Now, you ready for this? It's a little white square briefcase. Top speed of 15 miles per hour. The battery electric Moto Compacto has a range, folks, of 12 miles, according to Honda. And it can be fully charged. It's all electric. It can be fully charged in just 3.5 hours using a common 110-volt plug with a charger that stows right there on board of this bad boy, the Honda Moto Compacto. It folds up and can be carried as like a briefcase. It only weighs a mere 41 pounds. Yep. It's 3.7 inches wide, 21.1 inches high, and 29.2 inches long when folded. And, of course, as I stated, it has a handle on the top. Honda engineers in Ohio and California created the Moto Compacto. Congratulations, that's U.S. made, which has 32 patents. 32 patents. Folks, 32 patents on this bad boy. Oh, yeah. It has a 490-watt front motor. Honda states, you ready for this, you drag racers out there? Honda states that the Moto Compactos will run from 0 to 15 miles an hour in 7 seconds. Woo! Woohoo! I can see it on the drag strip now, side by side, Honda Moto Compactos. 0 to 15 in 7 seconds. Grandma, hang on. You're taking Grandma on a little trip there in the airport, and it's going to go from, you know, you get off on that Southwestern, you got to head over there to the, you got a 2-hour layover, and you got a long, long walk. You got to get, you're in Concourse A, and you've got to get all the way over to D. Come on, Grandma, get on this Honda thing I purchased for you for $995, folks. That's it. $995. Grandma gets on that bad boy. You're side by side with her. And she hits the throttle, and next thing you see is Grandma's out this Moto Compacto. 0 to 15 in 7 seconds. She ran over 3 people. Be careful out there, Grandma. The pedalless scooter features foot pegs, a digital speedometer so you know you're beating Grandma when you're racing her down the airport concourse, a charge gauge, and onboard storage. That's right, folks. You can put whatever you'd like on there. A smartphone app allows you to adjust the scooter settings and drive modes using Bluetooth. Oh, it's even got a hot rod mode on it, huh? Wow. Well, let's go back in time. The Honda engineers, though, they went back. They had one before, a foldable scooter, built in 1981 to 1983 and powered. It was powered by a 2.5-horsepower two-stroke engine. What that means, of course, is that there's oil in the gas, and when you start it up like a snowmobile, a two-stroke snowmobile, you have smelly, smelly burning oil in the gas as that combustion chamber ignites that fuel. Smelly, stinky, yucky. Couldn't take that in the airport and get from Concourse A to Concourse Z. But it was designed to fit in the trunk of a Honda. It weighed about 90 pounds. No one could pick it up. This was back in 1981 to 1983. It measured 29.2 inches long. It just was a little bit bigger because it had the 2.5 horsepower two-stroke engine in it. You had to be a bodybuilder just to hang, you know, just to carry it and move it along. And anyway, this is $995, backed by 32 patents, all electric, 12 miles range. You might even be buying one for yourself just to get to and from the grocery store. You don't have to worry about having a bike lock on it. You just ride it right in the grocery store and get your grub. I can see now, can you imagine, folks, the aftermarket parts and pieces coming now? Yeah, I can see you towing a little cart behind it to carry more groceries. I can see special wheels on it. I can see, you know, well, eventually there probably will be a windscreen on the front. Keep the bugs out of your face because you're doing 15 miles an hour. Could be even probably a little fan-forced heater coming your way. Who knows? But enjoy it. 490-watt front motor. Front-wheel drive. So, hey, if it snows, you can get through it. Coming up here on Auto World, we're going the other way with a recall. I've got a recall for you. That recall's coming with to you and for you and with you on the second hour. But who let the dogs out? It's all for the love of pets, folks. That's coming up on Auto World here. And we do have the taillight trivia out there. Name that car. So I'm going to go to Facebook here. We've got quite a few of you that answered, and I do appreciate that. I've got a picture up on our Facebook page, Mark Evans. Take a look at that. Blue car. What is it? Got some answers. We're going to get to that and more of your emails and questions. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Days are gone. What days? The days of just getting in your car and just driving and enjoying the United States and driving around your city and your state. Why do I say they're gone? Well, when a friend from Santa Monica, California sends you a photo, like he did to me, a real photo of a gas station in Santa Monica, California, of a gas sign that states $8 a gallon, that kind of deters your, well, you really don't want to go Saturday night driving anymore. Okay, folks, we're going to go to taillight trivia right now before the garage door goes down on this first hour. And I've got some answers here. Now, that taillight trivia, what that is, over there on Facebook, my Facebook page, Mark Evans, also Auto World Radio Facebook page, we have a picture there of a taillight. And I got some answers, and it says, name that car. Taillight trivia. Rick. Well, let's just do Terry first. Terry gets us here on Facebook, Mark Evans, and says, Cadillac. Terry, no. No, not Cadillac. Tim gets us on Facebook and says, it's an Olds Rocket 88. Tim, oh, it's not an Olds Rocket 88. Now, let's get to Rick. Rick says, here on Facebook, gets me on Facebook, Mark Evans' Facebook page, my page there on Facebook. Name that car of that taillight. And Rick says, it's a Chrysler with a question mark. It is a Chrysler, Rick. Congratulations. Congratulations. It is a 1949 Chrysler Windsor Coupe Club Coupe that's finished in blue, over blue and gray upholstery. It's powered by a 251 cubic inch inline six mated with a fluid drive semi-automatic transmission. It's equipped, includes red finished 15-inch steel wheels with covers as well as chrome bumpers. It has a clock and a push-button radio. Oh, the days of the push-button radio. Congratulations, Rick, a 1949 Chrysler Windsor Club Coupe. Rick, I appreciate it. I don't know where you're listening to me on, what radio station, your favorite radio station, but let me know if you would. I do a shout-out. to that radio station. I've got a little detail gift bag for you. So I appreciate you answering that. It's Chrysler 49. Do you have one of those, Rick? You knew what that taillight was all about. And that was back in the days when there was actually taillights actually there. You can see them. They actually were protruding out of the metal. They had a class. They had a style. I like to do taillight trivia. Coming up on the second hour, we've got another one out there on Auto World Radio's Facebook page, folks. You can go over there and check it out and do some answers if you would there. And you can also email me, and Rick's going to email me. This is my address, Rick, to send me your address so I can ship over a little gift bag to you, a detail bag there. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. It has a little bit of mother's polish in it. It has a little Meguiar's odor eliminator in it. It has wash drops in it. It has, well, it's going to have, it doesn't right now, but it's going to have a little Chrysler key tag in there that I'm going to put in there for you. Since you might own a Chrysler. You guessed a Chrysler, so you're going to get a Chrysler key tag. Appreciate it. Thanks, Rick. For all of you, too, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the way to get in touch with me through the channel of communication through the week and right now also. And the phone number here at Auto World since 1992 is 855-660-4261. And you can Facebook message me over there. I do appreciate you following me on Facebook. You can friend us. We're maxed now at 5,000 folks, but please friend us, and we'll get you in if somebody needs to go bye-bye and go somewhere else. That's okay. We'll get you in there. And we'd like to have you as friends, absolutely. This is Auto World family. Got a lot of great Auto World affiliate family there. All our radio stations that take the program coast to coast, we are. And that means one thing. I have a lot of automobiles to fix and help you with. And with that, folks, throughout the week, I'm asking you to deliver. And that means that if you ever have a question or concern about your ride, your lawnmower, your snowmobile, going into that season, I've been doing it for 47 plus years now, ASC Certified Master Technician. What that means is, hey, look at that certificate up on the wall. Times about 35 of them. Been there, done that. Still doing it. You want to make sure that you look for the ASE little blue star when you're at that automotive repair shop, tranny shop, detail shop, and even the parts store, folks. That's right. You will see. Those parts people need to be certified. They need to know when you say you need a Hunedini on the widget arm, they need to know if you're fooling them or if that's a real, you know, mechanic name for a part. That way you get the right part. And you also need to understand that the little blue star means that they've gone through a lot of, well, you have to pay for those tests. We do. And you can't miss very many. I think three, maybe four. And if you miss, they only come around once a year. And we have to study, we have to know what we're doing to take those tests. And yes, yours truly, I have flunked some of those tests. I've had to wait the next year to get my certification. And what that is certification in the division that you're wanting it in. You can actually, you have to pay for it, but you have to pay for that division that you're doing that test in. So even auto body. Yeah, absolutely. Even auto body. So it's pretty good. It works, and that's why I want you to make sure that you go to a shop that has a little blue star. ASE. Just look for it. Now, with that, we're coming up here on the second hour. We've got, who let the dogs out? I'll tell you, I'll give you a little tip right now. It's going to be somebody that you know right now. You might even be driving their car. Subaru did. Yeah. Yeah, Subaru did. But right now, it is time for, it's not a new segment, it just hasn't been around for quite some time. And what that means is it's called something that means a lot to all of us, understanding your car. But it's called Auto World's Tech Talk with Mark. We're going to talk about VVT. What is VVT? Well, folks, most motors built this century, they have a variable valve timing, VVT system, operated by the VVT sprocket, a.k.a. the cam phaser. That is computer controlled by a VVT solenoid actuator. The computer cycles the VVT solenoid on and off to control the flow of motor oil through the actuator into the VVT sprocket. The VVT sprocket is a complex mechanical device, folks, that slightly rotates the camshaft based on the amount of pressurized oil squirting into it via VVT solenoid actuator. Now, the VVT, solenoid slash actuator, is a part that wears out first in many systems. Yep. The electronic solenoid burns out, and or the actuator becomes clogged with debris. Now, that's not good. A couple years ago, I actually had to replace. They asked me to replace or fix their problem. The VVT solenoid went out, folks, on the Ford motor, causing that customer, client, and friend to have to put a new engine in their Ford pickup truck. So, back to the VVT. VVT, variable valve timing. It has to have clean oil in that engine in order to lubricate, because this solenoid actuator, it controls itself by oil. The control of flow of motor oil through the actuator solenoid is how it works. And if you have dirty oil, your solenoid will go out. There's one on every camshaft. Most of you have two camshafts, by the way. How lucky can you be? Yeah. You might have one house, but you have two VVTs, solenoids. That's right, one on each camshaft. So, again, Tech Talk Auto Worlds, Tech Talk with Mark here. Hopefully, I'm going to help you save money, make you spend a little money changing your oil more frequently than normal. Because the oil does break down. The oil does get dirty because it's designed to clean. It has detergent in it. It cleans your engine, cleans those metal parts. And that dirt, that sludge, plugs up these little bitty holes. They're the size of one hair on your head. And the VVT solenoid does not work correctly. And it cannot measure, tell the computer what the camshaft's doing, causing it to go tick, 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 knock, tick, tick. And the tick turns into a knock, knock, knock on the door. VVT. Make sure you change your oil every 35 to 4,000 miles. Thanks for joining me here today. Second hour, that recall, folks. Hyundai and Kia. 3.4 million of you need to park outside. I'm glad you're not parking outside right now. You're with me. We'll see you on the second hour. Drive safe and motor on.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.